The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Now it's time for a trip to the danger zone. David Trainer, president of New Constructs, is in the house. And of course, each week, David brings us a pick for a company or a mutual fund or an ETF that is more trouble than it's worth. Now, New Constructs examines securities and evaluates them on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. What is dangerous? Those are things where the surface level picture is misleading. How does David determine that things are misleading? Well, at New Constructs, they start at the footnotes level of the documents and then they work their way up. So they look at all of the things that are in there that say, hey, this isn't really a true picture and that's not really a true picture. And when it's really bad, they find that earnings and other numbers are misleading. That makes a security dangerous. That ultimately puts it on the most dangerous list. And then David calls that to bring his picks here. If you want more information on how it works, newconstructs.com, on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
We got a double. We got a 2-for-1. Newell Rubbermaid and Jarden altogether, the acquisition. One big, perfectly wrapped danger zone.
One big steaming pile of danger, perhaps, is the basic way to put it. Because here we are nearing the end of the year. And in fact, this is your last appearance on our show this year because of our holiday schedule, and you could have done a review, but this is a review. Newell Rubbermaid's been in the danger zone. Jarden has been in the danger zone. Apparently, when you put them together, yeah, you wind up, instead of getting something better out of them, this becomes a larger steaming pile, right?
Yeah, and guess who makes money all the way?
The investment bankers and the executives.
That's exactly right. I mean, and this is so obvious as to be insulting, I would say, especially, you know, when you've got an activist guy like Bill Ackman, who understands these things. I know because I've had friends who've been to Columbia and talked to him and met him, and he understands the economics of businesses, right? It's really not that complicated. You got to make more money than what you put in. And he's getting an out, right? Jarden is a bad business. They've made a lot of acquisitions. They've destroyed shareholder value despite paying their executives a bunch of money. Getting bought by Newell is giving them an out. But it means Newell investors are saddled with an overpriced asset that doesn't make money.
And they were already saddled with a bad company. I mean, this was already a stock that was dangerous. So they already had their own troubles. This not only doesn't bail them out, it makes things worse. How much worse does it make them? I mean, is there anybody here who's a winner? If you were a Jarden shareholder and you didn't take the warnings that you were issuing when you put Jarden in the danger zone, is a Jarden shareholder making out here? Does anybody get healthier?
Well, if they get out now, as soon as they can, given the acquisition price at a premium, yeah, get out while you still can, because you're going to get paid with a lot of Newell Rubbermaid stock, and take it while before it goes down. I'm sure that's what Bill Ackman's going to do. And if you do that, you might be okay, because eventually this really has nowhere to go but down. I mean, we've seen both of these companies do a bunch of acquisitions, which of course make accounting earnings look good, even though the underlying cash flows look bad. What both of these companies do, which we've proven, I think, pretty well to be a big red flag, and we've talked about on the danger zone, and some of our best performing, the biggest blow-ups on the danger zone, have been those companies like these two that put a lot of focus on non-GAAP performance. For companies that do a lot of acquisitions to drive growth, guess what they pull out of their non-GAAP earnings measures? How about all the costs related to acquisitions?
So right there, congratulations. You've just made things look much better than they actually are.
Yeah, and it comes straight out of the presentation from Newell. The first two financial implications, quote, of the acquisition are strong competitive core sales growth and immediately accretive to normalized EPS. Those are their terms for non-GAAP. So what exactly is removed? The effects of foreign currency fluctuations, acquisitions, and completed and planned divestitures. So it allows them to grow revenue. Core sales were 6% last year, even though GAAP revenue was 3% in the third quarter of 2015. That's just a great example, before acquisition even, of how these guys play with the numbers. Who's falling for this? I mean, what else do I have to do? What else do we have to do? I mean, are you kidding me? You want to see executives out there who are in charge of the capital. You basically, when you buy that stock, you are giving that money to executives. And these executives are incentivized to grow numbers that don't account for costs. And guess who ends up paying those costs?
Shareholders.
Shareholders pay. I mean, look at what Jordan's done. Jordan has grown their diluted shares outstanding 24% compounded annually since 2002. Debt has risen 30% compounded annually since 2002.
You've got Newell Rubbermaid, ticker symbol NWL, currently trading at a bit under $45 a share. Then you've got Jarden, ticker symbol JAH, currently trading in the vicinity of $57 a share, about a little bit more than $55 a share. You're always doing your valuations and telling us what something's worth or what's it priced at. When you put this together, how do we come up with valuations in a situation where we're going through this merger and what have you?
Well, when we put Newell in the danger zone about a year and a half ago, it was at 44. It's gone up, mainly because clearly people are paying attention to the illusory measures of profits that management has them focus on. We said it was worth $20 back then. I would say after the acquisition, right, taking on a value-destroying business, I would think you have to knock off another $5 to $10 a share because you're taking on a money loser in Jarden. And so, you know, let's put it at 15.
And that's really the way we have to value this, because Jarden, as you pointed out, right now you could actually get out and be okay, and Jarden itself will go away. It's that you're going to wind up with shares that are valued at current levels, again, still $45, $47 a share, whatever it's going to be. So, again, you're looking at something that is worth one-third of what you're actually going to be receiving for your Jarden shares, right?
That's right.
I just want to make sure that's the way a Jarden shareholder should also look at it.
That's right. You need to sell now, because what they're going to give you in exchange for your current shares is something that has a lot less value than it appears. Think about shares as currency. The larger your share price, and I heard this all the time when I was at Credit Suisse, you know, whenever a stock got expensive, analysts would start kind of licking their lips and say, oh, they've got a strong currency for doing acquisitions. Acquisitions means money for the bank. Acquisitions means more money for me. Ooh, okay, let me figure out how we can get them to do an acquisition. And what you have here, Newell, is a stronger currency than what they deserve. So what do they need to do to cash in on that? How does management cash in on that strong share price? How do they exploit that for their own gain? Well, they use it to go buy another company. And it would be good if they could buy a company that actually was profitable, created value, and get it for a discount. But they're doing neither. They're paying a premium for an unprofitable company. Truly just exploiting shareholders, taking advantage of an overpriced stock to go buy something that can make earnings look better and hopefully keep that stock up. But it's, again, these are illusory gains. These are paper profits that at the end of the day, if investors rely on them, are going to hurt their portfolios, hurt their pocketbooks big time.
So it's the rare case where 1 + 1 = -1 or something like that, right? Or -2 possibly. It's Newell Rubbermaid and Jarden, the co-picks for the danger zone, because they are merging and you should see them as submerging. That's the message. David, thanks so much for all you've done for us this year. We, of course, will talk to you again next year, but have a great holiday season. Thanks so much for everything you've done for us on Money Life this year.
It's been my pleasure. I've had a great time being with you, and I wish you the best for the holidays as well.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. If you want to learn more about what they do at New Constructs and how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday edition of Money Life. Up next, Todd Rosenbluth from S&P Capital IQ. We'll be talking funds and ETFs when Money Life rolls on right after this message.